Welcome to the Davidia Blog Podcast. I'm David Buckland. Bliss Blunder. Sanskrit itself is straightforward. Each letter is pronounced one way. Yet every letter is also a mantra with known effects. The grammatical rules are complex and often trip up scholars and teachers. Unlike Western languages, Sanskrit words flow together into unbroken phrases as they represent the flows of consciousness. We need some finesse when we break up the flow into word ideas. Many grammatical rules revolve around the meaning of consonants in a flow. They may be combined, changed, or a vowel inserted to retain the flow. One example is Rig Veda, the core book of the Vedas. The first word is Rik, but when it's combined with a V word, K becomes G, like a soft K, Rig. There is also some corruption from modern Hindi habits, such as in the famous mantra Om. I explore that elsewhere. Turns out there's another common bug. That's in spelling bliss, ananda. The word for bliss is usually combined with other words, for example, satchitananda. Typically it's broken up into sat, absolute, chit, consciousness, and ananda, bliss. In other words, absolute bliss consciousness, a term for established self-realization. However, a starting a word is its negation. For example, asat is non-absolute or non-truth. Ananda actually means not bliss. The correct word for bliss is nanda. Here we have another example of stumbling over Sanskrit word joining rules. When the T of chit bumps against the following N, ta is retained, a vowel between two consonants. Why not divide it as chitta nanda? Chitta implies chitta, meaning activity and consciousness or thinking. That changes the meaning. Punting the A to the next word is also wrong. The A just needs to be dropped. Chittananda is bliss consciousness, but Chittananda is blissless consciousness. Satchitananda should thus be broken out as Sat, Chit, and Nanda. Typical of a dark age that bliss would be lost to a grammatical error. Thank you for listening. To read or comment on this article, please visit davidya.ca. That's davidya.ca.